germination and growth of Leonia glycicarpa in a rose Manitola, Napo, Ecuador. Authors: Ricardo Vinicio Abril Saltus, Carolina Yasmin Villarroel Gansino, Diego Mauricio Ramos Criollo, Bryant Mary Eli Pilco Herrera, Johnny David Quispe Lopez, and Catherine Pamela Lopez Adriano. Abstract. Introduction. The loss of wild plant species generates the need to evaluate their germination and growth characteristics in different environments in the Amazon region. Objective. To evaluate the excess ITU germination and growth of Leonia glycicarpa under conditions of primary forest soil use and coverage of intervened areas at the Amazonian Research, Postgraduate, and Conservation Center in Arroz, Manitola, Napo, Ecuador. Materials and methods. The study was developed in two phases between 2018-2020. The first, of excess ITU germination in the greenhouse, where days until emergence and growth in tray were recorded, and the second of pre-transplant growth in field, in primary forest soil use and coverage of the intervene zone, INGA-SP. Woodland and Melatomataceae woodland. The height of the plant, stem diameter, and number of leaves up to 360 days and environmental variables such as air temperature, luminosity, and soil nutrients were recorded. Growth curves were established for plant height and stem diameter. A correlation analysis was carried out between the growth measures and the environmental and edaphic variables. Results. In the first phase, an average of 33.5 days to emergence was obtained, with 76% of plants emerged at 45 days, reaching an average of 10.7 centimeters in height and 3.02 millimeters in diameter. In the field growth, the plants located in the intervene zone reached greater development, and the linear and quadratic models prevailed in plant height and linear and stem diameter. Significant correlations were found between nutrient content and temperature and growth variables. Conclusion: L. glycicarpa could be propagated under greenhouse conditions. Environmental and edaphic factors influenced growth in height, diameter, and number of leaves, having greater growth cover in the intervene zone. Keywords: forest, height, diameter, environmental factors, edaphic factors, vegetal propagation.